start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome to another edition of Magic Drive Time. The Magic trying to make it two in a row. If they can take down the Boston Celtics, the second best team in the Eastern Conference, led by talented rookie Jason Tatum. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. We'll get you ready for that one. Is Aaron Gordon going to play? We'll have an update on him. Still part of that concussion protocol. And we're also going to talk a little March Madness.
And it comes to Nick Anderson. Long, long jumper, Anderson.
Anderson hits it. About.
Did you guys win that game, Nick? I wasn't sure if Illinois won that game.
That is awesome. We are going to do so with George Galante and Nick Anderson. We got all your March Madness coverage coming your way, and we're going to have some fun. N.A., what memories come to mind? Your Final Four run, 1989. How magical was that?
That was a good one. You know, the group of guys that we had, Kendall Gill, myself, Marcus Liberty, Kenny Battle, Hamilton.
Think about that team.
That's,
right?
That's loaded is yeah. what
think
I
about
that's
that
a loaded
team.
Squad.
Everyone 4 years? Every one of you guys went 4 years?
3 to 4 years.
Three to 4 years.
Because
okay.
Nick didn't
years.
Go 4 years.
No,
right?
I didn't.
Oh,
I left
right.
after my junior
that's
year.
Right.
So.
That's
even
right. Nick you would have left after your freshman year.
Think about this. All the in-state talent right there. We all chose to stay home and play at the University of Illinois, so that was a good thing.
As you guys go to the Final Four in 1989, right your last year at the university, just an incredible run.
Oh, no question. I can remember those days. Dick Vitale said, whoever wins that Michigan-Illinois game will win the national championship. You know, it was us, Michigan, Seton Hall, and Duke.
Right.
And we played Michigan for the third time. We had beat them twice during the regular season. And we all know how hard it is to beat a team a third time.
That's right.
Look at the names that went on that team, the guys that were on that team. You had Glenn Rice, Romeo Robinson, Lloyd Vault, Terry Mills,
Jeez,
Sean Higgins.
Incredible.
Mark Vaughn. Just an incredible team. And get this, one name that I'll throw out to you, and you tell me what he did. Rob Pelinka.
Rob Pelinka.
The GM of the Lakers.
Of the Los Angeles Lakers.
He's only the GM of the Lakers.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And was a part of
and
that.
Before he was GM, you know, he was Kobe Bryant's agent. Kobe Bryant's whole career.
George, was that not the height? I mean, I know college basketball is fun now, but as he just mentioned, and you even had as recent probably as Tim Duncan, probably the last one to go 4 years, right? The last superstar.
How great were those games? Yeah, like Nick's era, the mid to late 80s for me, and it could be because that was my, you know, I was a kid and I was still watching. I don't want to age you. Because I'm aging myself a little bit, you know.
George and I were five.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I was 15, 16 years
absolutely.
Old, and that's like that was just when I really started to get into following basketball and watching. And then to me, that was just you had the Patrick Ewing, Big East, mid 80s, going into Nick in Illinois and Michigan in the late 80s. That was just the peak for me for college basketball. There was nothing better for me.
Think about you mentioned the Patrick Ewing era. You know, Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, you know, you had Michael, Reggie Williams. David Wingate. You go on to Syracuse. You have the Ronnie Cicely.
Yeah, Derek
and then
Coleman.
St. John's.
Chris Mullin, Walter Barrett.
Exactly.
You just had stars.
Stars.
To me, you had the college game back then, Dante. I don't know what you think about it. You allowed these guys to be stars. They weren't just anointed stars, right, when they're coming out of high school. They had to establish something. Yeah. Now, the college game is so much different now where you have these kids coming from the McDonald's All-American game.
We know who they are since they're 10.
They're already stars. Right. They're already stars. They haven't even proven anything at the NCAA level, and they're already anointed as stars. To me, that's why the college game was so much better. You got to learn who these guys were. Yeah. They got to stay together for 3-4 years and grow something.
They didn't transfer.
You just don't have the same. It's just not the same.
Maybe it is a knock, and maybe it isn't. You wasn't scared of competition.
Yeah, no. Right.
You know, a lot of these kids today run away from competition.
Yeah.
You know, just to be by themselves so I can have it all. Hey, Play against the best. You want to be the best, play against the best.
No, you're right. Speaking with Nick Anderson, George Galante. If you got a question, if you want to talk March Madness, we'd love to have you come in. 407-447-2145. So George went to Stetson. I went to Liberty. So we don't have a ton of NCAA tournaments.
Big powerhouses.
We don't have a lot.
Huge powerhouses.
We don't have a lot of tournament runs in us. Yeah. But do you get do you still get the butterflies and the excitement this time of year?
Yeah, it's time for those guys who always talk about what they can do. This is the time you do it. This when, you know, everybody's watching. You know, March Madness, everybody is watching. Everybody is focused. And those guys who have are planning on taking it to the next level. This is the money time, what you talk about. You have to step up your game and let everybody know, this is who I am, this is what I can do.
And you find out a lot about people.
Yes, you do.
During the NCAA tournament. I always love the guys going into the draft that have played their best games on the biggest stage. And listen, I don't want to take a knock on DeAndre Ayton, because we know it's a guard-driven league.
But you're about to.
He still had a double-double, but his teammates let him down. That to me was as enjoyable a basketball game, watching what Buffalo did, a bunch of no-name guys, how they came together and beat Arizona. If I dropped you off from another country and said, watch these two teams, and you knew nothing about basketball, you'd have swore Buffalo was the favorite.
Yeah, no question. But here's the thing, and it happens in our league today. Kids always, thinking about the name on the jersey, the front and the back. No one cares. You shouldn't care. You have to play this game just like me. And a lot of these big-time schools who's supposed to have big-time players, they come in, oh, we playing Buffalo. It's just a cakewalk. No, son.
And you can see that group played together.
Exactly.
Arizona does not. These are guys that are trying to showcase their skills to try to get to the next level. And how about another upset today? Marshall takes down Wichita State. So another 13 seed beating a 4 seed. Marshall's first ever win in the NCAA tournament, coached by Dan D'Antoni, who also played at that school.
I like how Dan D'Antoni wore the T-shirt underneath the blazer. Did you notice that?
I did not see that.
He had a Marshall T-shirt on.
We are Marshall.
We are Marshall.
It was great.
West Virginia can hold on and win their game here today, and they're up by 9 against Murray State. They probably will win. You're setting up an in-state West Virginia battle. I think that's fantastic. Hey, I love the storyline.
Everybody's coming out to see, represent.
Nick, a question that I always had, now that 1989 Final Four, that was in the Kingdom, right, Seattle?
Seattle Kingdom.
Was that the first time you had ever played in a building that large? And if you did, is it hard to get your shooting?
It's not the first time, because we played Syracuse in the Minneapolis Metrodome.
I wasn't sure.
Syracuse and Louisville. It was Louisville who we beat with Purvis Ellison, Kenny Payne, and those guys. And then we played Syracuse.
Okay, then go back to that.
Purvis Ellison and Kenny Payne.
That's what I'm saying.
That's great.
Playing in a dome as opposed to, now even these buildings are, the Amway Center today, the NBA buildings, these are 18,000, 20,000 seat buildings. Those are big buildings. That is a 90,000 seat building.
What is
that like? Does that take
time?
It's
a different feel, because when you're on the floor, in this building, the fans are right there.
Yeah.
In the Minneapolis Metrodome, the backdrop. I mean, it's a big difference. It makes a world of difference. You're looking like, it's so spread out.
Yeah, sure.
It's so spread out. Your eyes are here. Your eyes are there. So, this is more, to a lot of guys, this is comfortable for them. But when they step in the dome.
I would think so. Depth perception's got to be up.
Exactly.
How long does that take you to get used to it? Does it take a few extra minutes to get your bearings?
Not only practices.
That's what I'm saying.
You need those practice times to come in and get familiar with everything, because it's totally different than as we are right now. It's totally different.
Speaking with Nick Anderson and George Galante in Magic Drive Time. The Magic hosting the Boston Celtics here tonight. Orlando trying to make it 2 consecutive wins. Banged up Celtics team coming in here tonight. If they have any shot at getting first, they're going to have to get this one. And we'll duck in a break in a second and talk about that game coming back. But when does that team, that 88-89 team, know that you have something? Obviously, you knew all the names, right? When you come to that school together, you know who everybody is from what they all did in high school. But when did you know you could make?
Well, it was a learning experience, because the year before we lost to Villanova in the first round in Cincinnati, and we basically gave the game back to them,
because the second half
was totally different than the way we played the first half. So it was a learning experience for all of us. You know, we had a bunch of sophomores turning juniors, and we had two juniors who were turning seniors. So it was a great experience. We learned from that. And here's something, too. I can remember after that loss, and we went back home, and Coach Henson came to ask us, did we want to play in the NIT? Everybody said no.
How about that?
We said no. It's not. It wasn't a knock on the NIT. It was, we wasn't deserving of it because we let ourselves down.
How about that?
We needed to get back to the drawing board. And did we get back to the drawing board that summer? Yes, we did.
I would love that. And you know, nowadays, maybe, and again, we got a great game now. We've got great players coming into this league, but guys might have split. Guys might have gone to the league. Guys might have gone to different programs. You wouldn't have kept that group intact. So last thing, who do you hate more, Indiana, Purdue? Who do you hate the most?
or is it an equal hate across the board?
Who do you root against the most?
Well, you know, coming out of high school, honestly, my last two choices was Illinois and Indiana. I Bobby Knight, disciplinarian, I had that at home. I had that at school, yeah, my high school coach, so I wasn't scared of that. But, you know, honestly, I hated Gene Katie.
I did, too, for no good reason. I kind of hate him.
You hate him because of his hair.
I know.
You hate Gene Katie because of his hair.
So you hate Purdue more than anything. And you know what? A little-known fact, this man never lost to Bobby Knight in his NCAA career.
I did not know that.
That's pretty impressive, right?
I did not know that.
I know you're pretty proud of that.
He tells me every day.
You know, I never lost to Bobby Knight. Never.
More Magic Drive Time coming your way in just a moment from the Amway Center. Orlando hosting the Boston Celtics here tonight, trying to make it two consecutive wins. We'll be back in a moment here on 96.9 The Game.
A lot of people talk about clarity, they talk about color, they talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Fill the Amway Center for Blackout Friday on March 16th when your Orlando Magic hosts the Boston Celtics.
Throws it back up top. That's Spinks. That's three. That's good.
Wear black to support the Magic, who will be wearing their popular black jerseys. Plus, arrive early for our fan fest on Church Street to enjoy music and activities. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Head to OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to see the Magic play the Celtics on Friday, March 16th. Big games are pure magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Oh,
all you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions. NMLS 7168, Equal Housing.
Hey Magic fans, Tijuana Flats is your go-to spot for outrageously fresh Tex-Mex. With no microwaves or freezers, you're always guaranteed fresh quality ingredients and everything. From our megawatt-sized burritos to our homemade chips and salsa. Now don't forget to stop by your local Tijuana Flats this and every Wednesday for Pure Magic Wednesdays. You'll receive a free taco and chips when you wear your magic gear inside the restaurant. Now it's valid only at Central Florida locations, so go to TijuanaFlats.com to find your nearest spot. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
It's still a mental grind, being away. I had to do a lot of work to get back, conditioning-wise and weight room-wise. So even not playing, I still felt the effects of grinding. And just coming off this back-to-back, I was done. I was done. So it definitely gets to you.
I'm feeling the effects of this grind. There's no question about it.
It's hard.
Yeah. That long West Coast road trip, and then you come back and play a game.
That's hard.
The very next night. You ever did that, Nick? I don't remember that happening.
I don't know.
Magic history.
That people who don't know the how you have to make that transition coming from a long road trip and coming back east, and you the time difference and how much it takes. You know, you're going through practice and your legs feel like
they're just not there.
It's nothing going on.
Yeah.
And you get out in the game and you feel like you can move, but your body's like, hey, today is not the time.
Yeah. That's how I feel every day. That's it. Welcome to my every day.
You pretty much summed up our varsity careers.
I'm talking about right now.
Right.
I didn't want to come up the stairs to come to the show.
That was exactly how we felt going in every varsity practice. That's exactly right. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, Nick Anderson. Our producer is Aaron Berlin. Never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. Enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season. For as low as $12 per game, visit OrlandoMagic.com to purchase your 2018-19 full season plan today. That was Jonathan Isaac mentioning the grind of an NBA season. He's really going to feel it next year when he plays a majority of the basketball games. But yeah, you're right. It's different for a rookie coming into the NBA. There's no question. Let's get you an injury update before we proceed here with this one. For the Orlando Magic, Aaron Gordon is out again, I'm to understand, George. Still a part of that NBA concussion protocol. Did not pass the test yesterday. Unable to pass
again.
Yeah,
as far as I know, they haven't officially listed him as Aaron Gordon as out, but it is looking unlikely. He has not passed the there's a test that you still have to pass at the end of the protocol. As far as I'm aware of, he has not passed that test yet.
So. Okay, so he still could.
You could wait till the last minute. And it's just looking unlikely at this point. If he's not cleared by now, you know, we only have 74 minutes to tip off here. I would think it's unlikely.
We would have heard by now if he was coming back, most likely.
So, yes.
And then, Nick, how about this for the Boston Celtics? Jaylen Brown, speaking of concussion protocols, that gruesome fall. I know everybody heart sank when they saw that.
Yeah, when you see a guy take a spill like that, and you just think about a guy who's done so well in a short period of time. He's a young player, and you think about your future of your organization because the plans are of him being part of that future. So
you
hold your breath on something like that.
And they already lost Gordon Hayward. He was a big part of their offense coming in, a great defensive player. Gordon Hayward out for the year since game one. Al Horford will be back, had missed the last two with an illness. He will be back. Kyrie Irving not playing tonight, left knee soreness. Marcus Smart had surgery today to repair a right thumb sprain. He's out 6 to 8 weeks, folks. That's a big blow for the Boston Celtics. Already without Daniel Theis with that left knee meniscal tear. Marcus Smart is a big part of what this team does.
He does all the dirty work for that team. He gets in the guys' faces. I mean, he really is the irritant on that defensive end. And he really gets things stirred for them, especially that second unit, too. Yeah. He comes in and gets things going. So that's going to be a bigger blow, I think, than missing Hayward all this time.
No question. And you look at the defensive intensity, aggression that he brings to that second unit. He has to play off experience.
Yep.
This is time. You have 13 games, 14 games left. You want to be healthy going into the playoffs. Right. And he's a big part of what Boston is trying to do, and he's not going to be there.
No, he won't be there. So it's a more opportunity for Jason Tatum. And then I think about what he's done this year. So we heard from Jonathan Isaac, who unfortunately been snake-bitten a little bit this year with injuries. Jason Tatum hasn't missed a game. He's one of two rookies that have played every game for their team this year. He's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation.
Rookie of the year, but that's his team is second best in the Eastern Conference. There's a couple of other talented rookies in that conversation.
No question. But to speak about Jason Tatum, and I said this from watching a young man in college, and I tell friends and in-laws that this young man was fundamentally sound.
Yeah,
he could do a little bit of everything. He was coached well. As a freshman at Duke, he was counted up on several times. To make plays, put the ball in his hand in the closing moments, and he showed up. And that's a testament to his program, where he come from, and the work that he's shown.
And I tell you what, George, another find for Danny Ainge. I just think it's remarkable. You know, he finds a guy like Terry Rozier, who was not projected to be a mid-first rounder. They find him. Jaylen Brown, everyone said, what are you doing taking him third? The lock was Markelle Fultz. You had the number one pick, but he wanted Tatum. So we got another asset trading away the number one pick and going for Jason Tatum, who, if they had to pick, would have taken him number one.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. If they would have just kept the pick and they would have taken Tatum number one, but instead they knew where Philly was going. They knew that they could still get Tatum at three. And give credit to Danny Ainge and the Celtics. He did it again. He hoodwinked another team.
Yeah, that's right.
and he, not only does he get the guy that he wants, he's going to get more assets on top of it, too. So credit to him, credit to the Celtics. They just have a knack of making the right move.
And that's the thing. And just to address this, because I've not got your thoughts on this, Nick, but the whole tanking issue comes up a lot, right, even here in our city with Magic fans, but certainly around the NBA. You know, in Philadelphia, there's no question what they were trying to do. They were trying to get the number one pick, and they would have wanted Jabari Parker. It doesn't always work. They luck into Joel Embiid.
Right.
To me, you win games and you take the best player. It's up to you to find the best player available.
Look at that.
And some luck along the way doesn't hurt as well.
Exactly. It's a lot of luck. And, you know, you got guys that want to play. You know, you step out on the floor, you're not out there to lose a ball game. The guys want to play. So the whole tanking thing, hey, play the game and let the chips fall where they may.
Look, I've said it before because this is my answer all the time. Pick the right guy.
I don't
care where you pick.
Right.
Pick the right guy. Donovan Mitchell didn't go till what, 13, 15? There was 12 guys that went ahead of Donovan Mitchell. Would you take Donovan Mitchell
now
on this team?
Would you say rookie of the year? Would be my guess.
I would think absolutely. It's either going to be him or Ben Simmons, and you can't, you know, Ben Simmons is a totally different animal.
Sure.
Donovan Mitchell is probably the best player from the draft last year. He was picked 13th.
That's
so
incredible.
Just pick the right guy. I don't care where you pick, just pick the right player.
And so if Magic will fall anywhere from 1 to 8, 7, 8, get the and
you have to do your homework.
Done their research.
It's all about
right
doing
guy.
Your homework.
Correct.
You do your homework, and then, George, as you just talked about, pick the right guy.
Mom always told me to do my homework. That was my problem. I never did my homework.
You never did. And just to close that out before we talk a quick second on this Magic team, Ben Simmons had the benefit. I know he didn't play last year, but he had the benefit of watching, practicing, being around NBA facilities, working out with an NBA staff. And to me, he's out of the conversation.
Yeah, and people have to realize that how it's so important that is for a young guy to watch.
Sure, no doubt. Absolutely.
To watch. Yeah, you might be talented, but watching, you're learning. You're learning from a guy that has been doing this.
Sure.
12, 13 years and experienced that and doing a very good job at it.
No question he's talented and probably is maybe the best talent of that bunch, but certainly had a benefit. Speaking with Nick Anderson, George Galante. All right, the Magic taking on the Boston Celtics here tonight. And this would be fun, guys. We find a way to make it two in a row, and this would deal a huge blow and, I think, to me, cement them to second in the Eastern Conference.
Well, you just keep playing, you know. I've been in this situation many, many times, you know, 13, 14 yep. games, and you're looking ahead.
Sure.
Play the game. Play the game. Play the 13, 14 games. Whatever on the schedule, who's on the schedule, go out there and give 110%.
Look, I'm not looking ahead. No. I'm locked in tonight.
I'm one game at a time.
That's right.
You ever work an NCAA tournament game?
I have.
Yeah, you did?
I've worked a couple.
Did you volunteer or did you get paid?
I did. You know, I was the drug liaison. My friend Rob Domenica and I, we were the drug.
You better explain what that means.
We had to bring the player to the drug testing room.
Gotcha. Okay.
Make sure they got to the right place.
That sounds better
and
than.
We did not service them. No. We had to make sure they were not taking. Actually, it had nothing to do with it. I didn't handle anything. I just walked the player to where they needed to go.
That'll do it for Magic Drive Time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, everyone.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding Blue is pure magic.